And it's a very good morning once again for our coverage of the Dual Donegal International Rally. We are here at the end of a special Stage 8, which is Knockalla. The leading crews are just making their way down into Rathmullen, coming off the end of the stage. And we can confirm that Declan Boyd did not start. If you're listening in just after the news at 9 o'clock, we were told that Declan Boyd and James O'Reilly did not start Knockalla. They pulled in at the start of the stage. We understand mechanical issues with the car, mechanical issues with that Fiesta WRC, and it's brought another disappointing end to a Donegal International Rally for Declan Boyd, a winner, of course, in 2014 in the Subaru, and James O'Reilly, a winner in 2013 with Sam Moffat. But it's all over for the partnership of Boyd and James O'Reilly. They did not start Knockalla. As for the times, Gary Jennings, quickest once again. He was sitting 22.7 seconds behind Manus Kelly and Donald Barrett going into today's action. And after today's stages, that are after the opening loop rather of this morning, that's now down to 14.5. Gary and Rory once again quickest in there in Knockalla. 9 minutes 59.9 is the time that we've been told unofficially that Gary and Rory have set on a very, very wet and tricky Knockalla, but the Kumho tyres certainly doing the job that Gary wants them to do in those conditions. They sit second overall with Declan Boyd and Manus Kelly out, so Gary is now chasing down the defending champions. Manus and Donal, 10 minutes 4.3 was the time there for Manus and Donal in their Subaru. Manus telling me that it's not a bad time considering that he is on the wrong tyres for this opening loop, but that's not bad by Kelly and Barrett in there in Knockalla. So in the overall standings in the international category, it's down now unofficially to 14.5. Darren Gass and Enda Sherry's up to third in the Subaru. They're 18.7 behind Jennings. The time in there for Darren was 10 minutes and 9 seconds dead for Darren Gass. Then we have Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes in the battle of the R5s. They have increased their advantage. They sit fourth overall, and they now lead by 14.8 seconds from Robert Duggan and Jarrett Conway in a Fiesta as well. As for these R5s, they've had problems in there because there's been quite a few of them overshooting and clipping ditches. Robert Duggan was off, we understand, at the same junction and at the same an overshoot at the same junction as Sam Moffat and Carl Atkinson. Josh Moffat seemed to have the clearest run of the leading three in that category, and the fastest time as well of 10 minutes 7.7. Robert Duggan 10 minutes 18.8, and then Sam Moffat 10 minutes 16 dead, but both Sam and Robert having overshoots. Callum Devine is also going not too bad in the Fiesta considering as well. He had two overshoots in there, 10 minutes 20 seconds dead for Callum Devine. He of course in the first time in a Fiesta R5 here in Donegal, but going not too bad in that car. He's had a couple of overshoots. Desi Moynihan, who's further on down the leaderboard after yesterday, but he's certainly mixing it with the times. 10 minutes 9.0, the second fastest time in Knockalla for the R5s. But he's clipped a couple of bales, we understand, as well. A bit of damage to the front of the car. He had an overshoot. That's not a bad time considering in his R5. So that's how things are looking in the international. See Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Guinea are up on the 9th overall as well in the international event. As for the national rally, we've got a couple of times from the leading cars in. Just one note on one of the other R5s. Eugene Donnelly has issues with power steering. He lost a lot of time in there, 10 minutes 58.8, but Donnelly having power steering issues with the Hyundai i20. Ian Barrett and Paul McGee, looks as if they were fastest over Knockalla in the national category, 10 minutes 21.1. They've taken time out of Kevin Gallagher and Noel Sullivan. It's now back out to 43.6. The Darien T90s GTRs leading the way in the national category. Gary Kiernan remains in third, but his advantage now over Gary McPhillips in the national is just down to 0.1. So the cars are now heading into service in Milford. Chris Ashmore is there for Highland Radio Sport today, and he'll be talking to a lot of the crews as they make their way into the service area at Milford Marathon. You can listen to those interviews in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com, very, very soon. I'll be back again just after the 12 o'clock news for a rundown on the standings on the top 10 in the national, and indeed more from the international as well, just to give you a sense of where it's at as they head to the second loop of the day. The start of that second loop is back at Cairn Hill at Stage 9, and the first car due there is expected at around 20 to 1 this afternoon. There's still a lot to play for in this event. The headlines so far this morning: Gary Jennings has been fastest. Declan Boyle is out of this event. He stopped at the start off Knockalla, but at the head of the field, it's Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett, who lead by 14.4 as they go to service in Milford. We'll have more in Highland for you later on this morning.